Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us again on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Well, we teased earlier this week that we were going to actually be celebrating something really special this week, our 750th guest. And, of course, because we are live, we never know exactly when that's going to fall. But I'm really excited to tell you guys that it happens to fall this afternoon with our next guest. We have Chelsea Kreitz joining us live from Canada this afternoon. She's a recording artist that really has been making quite a bit of a buzz with her music. I was really excited to be able to have her on the program. She's joining us live today to talk to us about this musical journey and also to introduce her new single, If Your Heart's Not In It. Chelsea, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited that you're able to join us live this afternoon, Chelsea, you know, and to be able to share this milestone with us. You know, you have been celebrating your own milestones this year, you know, being able to share your music with the world, people getting to know you and your music. What has this been like for you to be able to share something that it's very obvious that you're passionate about? What has it been like for you to share that with the world?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, it's been a dream since I was a little girl. And, I mean, things have just been building up and building up. And then finally, this year, it's just really all come out. And I guess I've just really been in the right place and really found my spot. But it's great to share it with everyone. I mean, my fans and everyone who supports my music is really my inspiration. So
yeah.
I really thank them a lot.
And you talk about this inspiration, you know, for you, Chelsea. When did you know that this was your gift? Can you tell us, you know, what was that time when you said, you know what, this is something that I really want to pursue?
Well, I mean, when I was a little girl, I always sang, if it was, like, around the house or just at a talent show or anything. But when I was about 13 years old, my mom started taking me to, like, open mics and everything, and I just saw, like, all other older performers perform, and especially country music. And it just really inspired me, and I was like, you know what, I really, really want to do this. And, like, it's just been nonstop ever since. It's just been my dream.
You know, there's something, you know, I have loved doing this show for almost a decade now, Chelsea, but I cannot sing at all. and my family will readily attest to that I have no vocal ability whatsoever. But take us into that experience of, you know, I think you guys as creators are in such a powerful place because you're able to bring these songs to life, whether you're writing them or being able to perform them. And then take us into that experience of being able to share it with a live audience. I mean, when you're able to be in front of a crowd and share your music, what does that feel like to have that energy coming back at you?
Oh, it's such an adrenaline rush. And, I mean, getting it, like, it builds up. And to the point to where you start to perform, it's just like you really want to show everyone, like, what you have. And you just want to give them your best. I mean, because they've given you so much. I mean, especially by coming out and supporting you or listening to your music, leaving comments, whatever it is. And you really just want to kind of show them the appreciation through your music. And that's what I really try and do. I mean, whether it's through me performing live or the music I write or co-write with people, I just really want to give back to what they've given me.
Yeah. Yeah, what an amazing thing to be able to do. For those just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. It's our biggie this afternoon. Our 750th guest of 2012 is joining us live. She's a recording artist, Chelsea Kreitz. She's been here talking to us already about this experience for her, being able to do the music that she loves. Can you talk about overcoming the fear for a moment, Chelsea? I mean, I think, you know, with everybody, regardless of what your profession is, there is always that feeling that, you know, what would happen if, you know, and then, of course, the added pressure we put on ourselves as well. How do you move past the fear and just really, you know, walk forth in the faith of your gift and your ability to be able to bring that gift to life?
Well, I mean, at first it's always a little bit nerve-wracking because you never know what people are going to think.
Yeah.
And you really just want to give them your best, right? So it really is something you really have to, I mean, think about, I mean, in your mind, and just really think about everything that's going on, because you really want to be able to just express yourself the right way. And I mean,
right.
Some people aren't able to do that, but when I go out there, I just want to be able to, everyone to see my personality and what I'm about. So, I mean, getting rid of nerves and everything kind of is difficult, but I mean, the more you do it and everything, it really becomes easy, because the people that start to listen to your music and support you kind of start to become a part of you, because they've given so much support.
Exactly.
If you know what I mean.
Right, exactly. And that has to be a great thing. Have you gotten used to the idea of having fans? Because I'm sure you've had, of course, musicians you have loved yourself, Chelsea. Have you gotten used to the fact that you yourself have people now who love your music and follow you?
I think it's great. I mean, it's really kind of crazy at first. It's really hard to describe, because all these people are, like, supporting your music and everything, and, like, so many times, not tons of times, but, like, people will come up to me and say, oh, are you that singer, or are you the girl that sings, or you're that blonde that's the country singer. I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. And it's kind of, like, crazy that people actually, like, I mean, I love that they come up to me and say that, but it's like, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I sing, but I guess I don't really, like, hear or see what other people do. So I'm like, you know what, I'm kind of just the singer.
Right.
It's not really a big deal to me, but
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that has helped to make it a big deal, of course, Chelsea, is the fact that the Internet has really given you the world as your platform, and you have been able to use that. Talk about that. I mentioned, of course, I referenced earlier the being able to perform in front of a live audience. But, of course, you're live every day thanks to the Internet, because people are able to stay in contact with you, keep up with what's going on. What about that experience of knowing that the world is literally at your fingertips and your music can literally travel places you'll never go?
I think it's great. I mean, especially the computer, it's such a crazy thing to be able to just, like, share everything with people in, like, a click of a button, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, I mean, I get such good feedback, and, I mean, sometimes everyone gets a little bit of negative feedback, but we all get past that, and it's kind of just a way to express yourself in a good way, so.
Exactly.
I mean, I've learned to overcome a lot of things, but it's really great being able to share that with everyone out there.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. Again, Chelsea Kreitz, everyone, is our guest. She's been talking to us about this career that she's been able to have in music, what it's been like for her to be able to meet, of course, her fans, and then getting used to that idea of, you know, the world being able to hear her music. Chelsea, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the single, If Your Heart's Not In It, and how it came about, okay?
Awesome.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and my conversation with country singer Chelsea Kreitz. She's making her first appearance here on our program, talking to us about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to share her music with the world. One of the singles that's getting a lot of attention right now, Chelsea, is If Your Heart's Not In It. How did that single come about?
Well, I started working with my manager about 2 years ago, and we really just started getting into things, and she actually wrote this song a long time ago and performed it with some other people. But when we met, we kind of got together and made it new and fresh with some kind of a new way to sing it, new music, and it's really great, and people seem to really love it. I always get a lot of compliments on this song, and I can really relate to this song, so
yeah.
It makes me really happy to let everyone listen to it.
Well, since we have you here with us, Chelsea, would you do us the honor and introduce the single for us?
I'd love to. This is my single, If Your Heart's Not In It, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
If your heart's not in it, I won't fall in love.
That was Chelsea Christ with If Your Heart's Not In It. I think a really powerful song and a great message, I think, for all of us. You're listening to Conversations Live. Chelsea is joining us live here from Canada today. Been sharing with us really about this journey, what it's been like for her to share music as she has been here today. Chelsea, you know, for our listeners that want to find out more information about you as well as how they can get your music, where's the best place for them to find you?
You guys can check out my Facebook fan page. All you search is Chelsea Christ, and you click like, and you'll get all contests, updates, and everything on there. Or you can go to www.chelseakreitz.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, which is just at Chelsea Christ, or Instagram, which is Chelsea Christ as well, and you'll be able to be locked into everything and get all the information, and I'd love to hear and talk to you guys. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Chelsea, being a part of our milestone here on this program, and, of course, being able to share your music with us as well. Again, ChelseaChrist.com is where you can find her. We actually tagged her on Facebook and Twitter. She can find her pages on both of our pages on Facebook and also on Twitter. And, Chelsea, my last question to you would be this. What advice would you give to anybody, because you are living your dream? What advice would you give to anybody about the importance of holding on to that dream, whatever it might be, and not letting go of it?
For all of you out there that have a dream, I definitely would say never give up. Just keep pushing. I mean, everyone's going to have a downfall, but the thing is you just dust it off, get right back up, and keep going, because if it's something you really want, don't let anybody bring you down, because you're going to get there.
Exactly. I think that's great advice, Chelsea, and I appreciate you sharing that. Again, Chelsea Christ, everyone, make sure you check out her music. Make sure you do like her fan page, as she mentions, at Chelsea Christ there on Facebook. And then, of course, at Chelsea Christ on Twitter, you can stay in contact with her there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our conversation. If you've missed any part of the conversation with Chelsea, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast in about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Just click on that link. You can be able to listen to the podcast as well as share it completely for free. Also, as I mentioned, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just click on those links. You'll be able to listen to the podcast and share it as well. Chelsea also has shared it on her Facebook and Twitter, so you can find it on her pages as well. But make sure you do share it and let your friends know about Chelsea Christ. So make sure that they visit ChelseaChrist.com for more information. That's going to do it for us again for this program. I'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.